The Lion and the President. The lion, a big male, was at home on the savanna. Teddy Roosevelt, the former U.S. president, was not. He was in Kenya to hunt. The two met in 1909 when Teddy, on safari and fresh from the Oval Office, shot the big cat. The lion is now getting a new lease on life in a show about the development of the National Museum of Natural History. The exhibition, entitled Objects of Wonder, opens March 10 in Washington, D.C. This lion is but one of 23,000 natural specimens that the expedition sent home to the U.S. to fill the new museum, which opened in 1910. Roosevelt, who was passionate about building the collections, was roundly criticized back then as being a game butcher. Scientists disagreed. To them, such specimens had tremendous value for research and teaching the public. Until the 1990s, the taxidermied lion could be seen in the museum in a glass diorama, posing by a watering hole with several other stuffed lions. Then the animal disappeared into storage. Maine-based conservator Ron Harvey recently visited the Capitol for 5 days to oversee the restoration of the lion, one of 100-plus objects to be featured in the show. Harvey told the Washington Post he thinks that fixing up the lion now, it was missing several chunks of fur and part of an ear, will help keep it intact for future research.